speak a little bit about the Dhamma Dharastika and prayers.
他说，我他刚刚问我，就说要讲哪个？我说就是从圣典国家瓦坛第一篇、第二、第五章圣典国家瓦坛第一篇、第五章第三节时讲都好，但是呢，在我讲述之前，我先解释一下刚才我们一起唱和念那个达摩达尔的那个赞歌意思是什么。This
for devotees, this is a very auspicious month of the year.
对于这个信奉者来说，这个月是这一年里头最吉祥的一个月。It
is the month called the month of Dhammodar.
这个月呢，称为达摩达尔月。And
each one of the months on the Vedic calendar is a name of one of the names of Krishna.
那当然了，如果我们看整个的，就是那个伟达的日历的话，年历的话，然后就看到 ，OK， 这个实际上达摩达尔这个名字是 Krishna 的其中的一个名字。And
Krishna has unlimited names.
那 Krishna 呢，他有无数的名字。And
each one of his names represents a particular pastime.
而他的每一个名字实际上都代表了一段特定的娱乐活动。
And the name of Dhammodar, which is used for this month, is the pastime when Krishna was bound around his abdomen with a rope from Mother Yasoda.
那在这个月里头的这个娱乐活动是什么呢？就是他曾经被他的那个母亲亚修达用绳子绑住他的肚子。
That is the actual meaning of Dhammodar.
这实际上是达摩达尔的那个意思。Rope
around the abdomen.
意思就是说，那个围绕住那个腹部的绳子。And
can we get rid of the echo?
把那个回响给它弄下去一下。
It may strike somebody as peculiar of how is that a name of Krishna.
那这个呢，就到时候就可以满足我们的那些个好奇心。 OK， 这 Krishna 的名字怎么回事？
How is it that Krishna has a name where he's bound around?
怎么会 Krishna 有那么一个名字，说当他就是被用绳子绑住他的腹部？
Because when we think of speak of Krishna, we're actually speaking of the Supreme Being.
当我们在谈到 Krishna 的时候，实际上我们在谈那个最高的生物。
And there may be already just many unlimited different conceptions of what the Supreme is.
那当然，这世上对于至尊者，实际上可能有无数的一些个想法对他。
Some may consider the Supreme to be a person, some may consider the Supreme to be an energy.
有的人可能认为至尊者是一个人，有的人认为至尊者是能量。
Some people consider themselves to be Supreme.
有的人认为自己才是最高的那个人物。
Or consider all mankind to be Supreme.
或者认为人类是最高的。
There's a lot of different conceptions that one can entertain when we use the word supreme.
所以当我们一谈到至尊者的时候，不同的人就有不同的想法，想法挺多的。But
when we speak of Krishna, generally refer to the supreme being.
但是呢，当我们谈到 Krishna 的时候，我们是在谈那位至高的生物。Which
is described as in the Vedic literatures to be the cause of all causes.
那么在伟达文献里说，它是一切源头的那个源头。And
who has an eternal form?
一切原因的起因。Which
is full of bliss, unlimited pleasure. A form which is full of bliss.
它的形象充满了极乐，知识永恒。And
is all knowing.
就是它是全知的。
And there's many more attributes that we can give to the Supreme Being according to this understanding.
啊，那当然，按照这样的一个理解的话，我们实际上可以谈到很多至尊者的事情。
But according to the Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava conception.
但是呢，从这个 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这样的一个传承来看
，which is the line that we study from. The line of knowledge that we study from.
啊，那当然这个Gaudiya Vaishnava 是我们学习知识的那个传承。
The Gaudiya Vaishnava is a Vaishnava means a worshipper of the Supreme Lord Vishnu.
那 Vaishnava 的意思是那个崇拜至尊者 Vishnu 的人，这是对 Vaishnava。
And we are coming in a disciplic succession.
而我们呢，实际上是从整个师徒传承传下来。
Which worships the Supreme Being as the original person.
啊，我们把至高无上的那个生物，那位生物，把它作为一个人去崇拜，他是人。
But that is only one of his features.
但是呢，有人格特征只是他的特点的很多特点的中间的一个特点。
That is his feature in relationship to this world.
啊，这个呢是跟这个世界有关的那个特点。
Which is a temporary world.
Which world?
It's a temporary world.
This world.
This world.
啊，这个世界是个短暂的世界。
But in the spiritual world, which is not temporary.
那当然了，还有一个世界是灵性世界，这不是短暂的。
And which is eternal.
它是永恒的。
The Supreme Lord is surrounded by unlimited devotees.
在那个永恒的世界里头，那位至尊的人物由无数的生物这个围绕着。
Who serve him with in pure love?
所有的那些个生物都是怀着纯粹的爱在为他做服务。
And they have relationships with him based upon that love.
而且呢，他们每一个个体就是根据那个爱都跟他有一个特殊的关系。
But these relationships are eternal.
但是呢，他们之间的那些个关系全部都是永恒的。
But their relationships that we have in this world are a reflection of those eternal relationships in the spiritual world.
实际上，我们这个世界里面的所有的关系都是那个永恒的世界的一个扭曲了的倒影。
Just as we have relationships of friendship, we have relationship of parent and child.
啊，就像我们在这个世界里头有朋友之间的关系，有父母跟孩子之间的关系。
We have a relationship between lovers.
啊，我们有情人之间、爱人之间的关系。
But the relationships in this world are described to be reflections of the eternal relationships that exist in the spiritual world in relationship to Krishna.
但是呢，经典里头描述说，我们这个世界里头的所有这些关系，只不过是那个永恒的世界里面的我们每一个人跟至尊者的那个关系，然后就像树上那个河里头的那个倒影一样，是一个倒影。
And therefore, although Krishna is the original supreme being,
Krishna 他虽然是至高无上的生物。
He allows himself to have a relationship with those who want to serve him as a parent.
尽管他是至高无上的生物，但是呢，他却允许怀着爱心为他做服务的人，可以跟他有一个就是像他的父母一样的那种关系。
Because a parent serves somebody, serves their child and actually provides necessities for the child.
那个父母当他给他的孩子做各种各样事情的时候，他是孩子需要什么，他们就提供什么。
So although the Supreme Being is generally understood to be not requiring this type of relationship.
对，尽管呢，就是说一般的概念认为至尊者根本就不需要这样的一种关系。
In the spiritual world, everyone serves Krishna, but they don't see him as the supreme being.
但是我们应该知道，在灵性的范畴里面，灵性的世界里头，尽管每一个生物体都在怀着爱心为他做服务，可是他们却不认为他就是神。
They see him as their friend.
他们把他视为自己的朋友。
Or Mother Jasoda, she sees Krishna as her son.
或者那个亚修的母亲，那个奉献者，他把那个至尊者视为他自己的儿子。
Just like we were just chanting the song, Yashoda Nandana.
刚才我们唱的那首歌里头有一个词叫 Yashoda Nandana.
That's one name for Krishna.
这实际上是 Krishna 的另外一个名字。
Nandana means the son of Yashoda.
Nandana 的意思是儿子，然后呢 ，Yashoda Nandana 就是 Yashoda 的儿子。
And he, Braja Jana, he is the darling of Braja.
然后刚才我们唱那歌里边 Braja Jana， 意思就是他是那个 Braja 那个地区的所有人的心上人。
So, Mother Yashoda, she has these feelings towards Krishna of his being her son.
啊，那那个亚修的这位女性呢，她对 Krishna， 她总觉得 Krishna 是她的儿子。
She cooks for him.
所以她就为他做饭。
She prepares his favorite foods.
她给他做他最喜欢吃的那些东西。
One of his favorite foods is he likes butter.
她最喜欢东最喜欢吃的这个食物之一就是 butter， 在你们这边是奶油是不是？
She churns butter for him.
所以她就为他搅拌奶油。
Sometimes she collects the milk from the cows who are grazing on Govardhan.
啊，那有时候呢，她就会从这个就是在 Govardhan 山上吃草的那些乳牛那里就收集来那些牛奶。
If you go to Vrindavan, there is a very beautiful hill, Govardhan Hill.
啊，如果大家什么时候有机会去 Vrindavan 的话，就看到有一个美丽的山丘叫做 Govardhan.
And many pastimes of the Lord took place in that.In that place.
那个至尊主在降临的时候，在那个地方从事了很多很多的娱乐活动。
Because Krishna, he simply is eternal form is that of a cowherd boy.
实际上，绝对真理这个 Krishna 的形象，他永恒的形象是一个像牧牛童的那个形象。
Simply goes out every day to the pasturing ground with his cows.
啊，他每天就是出去，然后就是去放牛，跟他牛一起出去。
And he goes with his friends.
然后跟他的那些朋友们一起出去。
And they have many wonderful games and fun times in the pasturing grounds during the day.
然后呢，就是整个白天在那个牧场上就做各种各样的，就是这个就游戏，玩各种各样的游戏，玩得很开心。
And his friends oftentimes play. They jump on each other's back.
而这个小朋友们在一起玩的时候，都是互相跳到对方的背上啊，骑在人家身上啊什么的。
They take flowers and they throw it and they catch it and they play catch with it.
啊，然后拿那个鲜花去扔对方，然后对方去接住啊什么。
And sometimes Krishna's friends will come up behind him and put their hands over his eyes and say, "Guess who this is?"
啊 ，Krishna 的那些个朋友有时候就会跑到 Krishna 的背后，然后就蒙住他的眼睛，然后让他猜谁蒙住了你的眼睛。
Then sometimes they run races.
然后有的时候呢，就比赛赛跑，看谁跑得快。
See who can get to Krishna first.
啊，哦，对他们看谁能够最后第一个抓住 Krishna。
And all his friends, they just think that, wow, Krishna is very wonderful, he's my friend.
所有的那些个他的朋友，他们唯一就想的就是，哦，那 Krishna 太棒了，他是我的朋友。
They don't think he's a supreme being.
他们不会去想他是至高无上的生命。
Because if they thought he was the supreme being, how could they ever jump on his back?
Jump
on his back.
Yeah. 如果他们把他视为是至高无上的生物的话，他们哪敢去骑到他身上去？
They'd be afraid to jump.
那就要吓死了。
I imagine if some very big important person came to the center.
大家想一下，如果有一个地位特别高的一个重要人物到我们中心来了。
President.
如果是总统来了。
And everybody's.
那每一个人
very reverential, respecting, standing there, hands, you know, that is very perfect.
每一个人就会都是打扮的也很整齐，穿戴很整齐，然后恭恭敬敬的那个样子，有一种敬畏的心。
And if one of you went up to him and slapped him on the back, how you doing?
然后有谁突然一下就啪就猛地拍一下背，嗨，你怎么样啊？兄弟
If you didn't have a friendly relationship with him, you probably wouldn't. You'd be in a lot of trouble.
他说：“如果你跟总统没有这样的特别好的关系的话，你要真这么做的话，你就麻烦了。
Okay. If it's a friend, you can do that.
那如果你是他的朋友的话，你可以这么做。
But if you don't have a friendly relationship and you do something like that, it's
所以如果你跟他没有那种朋友关系的话，如果你好在背上拍一下，那就麻烦了。
So nobody would think of that.
所以没人会要接受这样。
So the Supreme Being, he has different relationships with his devotees.
所以至尊者他跟不同的就是爱他的这些人都有着不同的关系。
Some worship him as the Supreme Being.
那有的人就把他崇拜为是至高无上的那个人物。
But some of them have very intimate relationships.
但是有的人呢，却跟他有着特别亲密的关系。
Because they have pure love for him.
因为他们心中有对他的纯粹的爱。
And therefore, although he's the Supreme Being, he allows himself to be controlled by those who have love for him.
而尽管他是至高无上的那个人物，但是他却允许那些个纯粹爱他的人去控制他。
He likes it.
他特别喜欢。
That's how he derives pleasure.
啊，这个就是他从中得到快乐的这样的。
Because if everybody who sees him as the supreme being all the time, they always think, "Oh, he's the supreme being. I want something from him."
啊，因为如果所有的人都只是把他看成至高无上的那个人物，那马上就想，哦，他是最高的那一个，我应该从他那儿要点什么呢？
Right? Like just like a man who's very, very, very wealthy.
啊，就像一个特别特别有钱的人。
He never knows who his friends are.
他根本都不知道谁是他的朋友了。是不是
？Sometimes he could be the loneliest people in the world.
啊，那些个特别有钱的人，有的人可能是世界上最孤独的人。
Because they never know who's my friend because of me.
啊，他们不知道到底谁真正的是爱我的，是我的朋友。
He's always thinking, are they friendly with me because they want something from me?
Yeah, 他们这种人总是会想说，他们对我这么好，是不是他想要我点什么东西？
Sometimes wealthy people they try to hide, they hide their wealth. Like,
啊，有的时候我们可以看那些有钱的人都是努力的把自己的那个财富给藏起来。
In fact, many years ago, I used to travel during when the Soviet Union was still the Soviet Union.
嗯，他说就像就是。很多年前，那个时候前苏联，那我在那个前苏联在旅行。
I used to go there in the communist times.
那个时候就是共产党统治的时候，我就到那边去。
And I had a friend who is very wealthy.
那他我在那边有一个特别就是好一个就是特别有钱的，他是我的朋友。
But he always trusted me because I never asked him for anything.
他呢总是特别的信任我，因为我从来不跟他要任何东西。
And he was in India.
啊，有一次呢，他在印度。
And he met some devotees from the Soviet Union.
然后呢，他就是邀请了一些个从前苏联来的那些个信奉者。
So he said to me, I would really like to go there. What do you think? Do you think I could go there?
Go where?
To the Soviet Union.
Oh, 然后他就 so your friend is Indian.
No, he's not Indian. He's American.
Okay, American. Okay, 他的朋友是个美国人。那他在印度的时候，那一次他就邀请了很多前苏联的信奉者到他们家去。然后他就跟马哈拉就说挺想去那个前苏联。你觉得我应该去吗？
So we made arrangements to go there.
所以呢，他们就给他做了安排，让他去。
And we traveled a lot together.
然后他们就一起旅行很多地方。
He always wore very, very casual clothes. He never wanted to display his wealth. Casual, you know, casual clothes.
就是他跟他旅行的时候，老是穿一些特别廉价的那些个衣服，他不想让人知道他是个有钱人。
He would dress in clothes that, you know, look a little ragged.
啊，然后穿的衣服皱皱巴巴的。
Shirts were not so.
然后那个 T 恤
fancy.
不是那个叫什么衬衫，也不是特别的那种时髦。
He always portrayed himself because he didn't like to look like a wealthy person.
嗯，因为他反正他总是这样，就是掩盖住自己，但因为他不想让人知道他是特别有钱的人。
Even though he was a very wealthy person.
尽管他是特别有钱的人。
So the point is that very just as a very wealthy person doesn't know who his friends are because people, he thinks people want something.
所以说我想要说的重点就是说那些个特别有钱的人他们到最后根本不知道谁是他的同路人因为他总感觉到对他好的那些人都是有什么目的想要什么东西。
Then what to speak of the Supreme Being?
那就更不要说至尊者了最高的那个人。
Who has everything?
他什么都有。
And everybody looks at him as the Supreme Being.
如果每一个人都看着他是最高的人物。
And they always want something from him.
那肯定每一个人都是想要他给我点什么吧，是不是？都是要东西。
Of course, he's the supreme being.
那当然了，他是至高无上的人物。
But he likes it when people don't want anything from him.
但是呢，当人们什么都不想要，从他那里要东西的时候，他特别喜欢。
And they only want to love him because of who he is.
好，那他喜欢那种只是为了爱他而爱他。爱他原本的那个样子，那个原本那个人去爱他的人。
Not because he's wealthy.
啊，并不是爱他，并不是因为他有钱，他富有。
But because he's just a wonderful person.
因为他就是那么美妙的一个人。
He does wonderful things.
他老是做一些特别棒的事情。
And they just love him because he's Krishna.
啊，那些个爱他的人就是爱他。因为他就是 Krishna 就是爱他
Krishna doesn't have, want to always have to be the supreme being
这个他 Krishna 他不是老是要一直要做那个至尊者那样子
so he has relationships with his very intimate devotees his friend
因此呢他跟他的那些个特别亲密的奉献者
and all
是有一种就是亲密的关系 朋友的关系
all the reverence is gone
那在那样的一种关系相处的时候所有的敬畏之情就没有了
They slap Krishna on the back
他们 就直接就拍到 Krishna 的背上去了一巴掌
Jump on his back
直接就跳到他背上去了
Carries them
啊，或者是这个他就背着他们
I never think this is the supreme being
他们永远都不会去想说啊，这是一个至高无上的人
and he likes that
而他本身就特别喜欢人家这样对的
He really likes that To play with his friends.
他太喜欢跟他的朋友们一起玩了。
And as a son, he does a lot of mischievous activities.
啊，然后呢，他不是就是扮演这个儿子的角色吗？在扮演这个角色过程当中，他就做很多很多调皮捣蛋的事情。
And if you have a mischievous child, usually one of the things you have to do is discipline them.
那当然了，当你有一个调皮捣蛋的。孩子的时候，有母亲要做的一件事情，就开始要怎么样？要教训他，要让他注意什么
？So Krishna does a lot of mischievous things.
所以 Krishna 也是这个样子，搞很多调皮捣蛋的事情。
And one of the things he likes to do.
其中有一件事情他喜欢做的
is steal butter.
就是偷人家的奶油吃。
Another name for Krishna is called Makhan Chor.
所以呢 ，Krishna 的另外一个名字叫 Makhan Chor.
Makhan Chor means butter thief.
Makhan Chor 的那个梵文的意思就是偷奶油的贼。
Everybody in India, you go, you say Makhan Chor, immediately they know who you're talking about.
你要去印度的话，如果你一说 Makhan Chor， 人家马上就知道说什么了。
Krishna likes to steal butter.
Krishna 喜欢偷奶油。
And He goes to all the neighbors.
他呢到他的邻居家到处去。
And he goes into their homes.
到人家家里头。
And he goes wherever they store their butter because in a simple cowherd village, there's a lot of butter.
啊，因为那个简朴的牧牛村里头，每一家人家都会储存很多的奶油。
Because the wealth in Vrindavan is not Taiwan dollars.
他说那个稳扎稳很富有但是那个富有体现的不是有那个台币
In Vrindavan they just herding cows
那个稳扎稳大家都是放牧乳牛
Simple agrarian culture
啊，就非常简单的简朴的这种农村的生活
And the cows provide unlimited milk
啊，那些乳牛呢都提供无限的牛奶，你们叫什么
？Because the cows also have relationships with Krishna.
因为连乳牛跟 Krishna 都有关系。
And the cows actually have a relationship with Krishna as if they were Krishna's parents.
那些个乳牛跟 Krishna 的关系，乳牛们自己认为自己是 Krishna 的母亲。
Just by seeing Krishna.
光是看到 Krishna.
So much milk begins to flow from their milk bags.
那个他们的奶囊里头就喷涌出很多的牛奶，乳汁。
Even more when they see their own calf, so much milk will come.
甚至那个喷涌出来的那个乳汁的量，比他们看到自己的牛犊流出来的还要多。
But when they see Krishna and Krishna goes out herding with so many cows.
那当他们看 Krishna， 就因为 Krishna 他放牛，放很多很多的牛，成千上万的。
These are not ordinary cows.
这些都不是普通的乳牛。
They're called Sarabi cows.
他们称为 Sarabi 乳牛。
Sarabi cows provide unlimited milk.
Sarabi 乳牛， 他们是提供无限量的牛奶。
What are you going to do with unlimited milk?
那些个那么多牛奶，你拿它做什么呢？
Make a lot of butter.
那就当然就做很多很多的那个奶油。
Make a lot of sweets.
然后呢，通过这个又做出很多很多的甜品。
Yogurt.
那个优酪乳。
So that's the wealth.
这个实际上是一种富有的表现。
So much milk and yogurt and butter and. But they have to churn the yogurt to make it in butter.
那就是这是一种富有的现象，有那么多的牛乳，牛奶，那么多的这个优酪乳，然后他们还要去搅拌牛奶，做让它变成那个奶油。
But on all the neighboring families, they have their butter, but they stocks of butter, but they hide it.
所有的那些个邻居，他们有那个奶油，是不是都要储存吗？他们都必须要把它藏起来。
Why did they hide it?
为什么他们要把那些个奶油藏起来呢？
Because of the mischievous boy who's always coming around and finding it.
因为那个调皮捣蛋的小孩总是到处乱窜，然后就找到这些东西。
And he always comes with his friends.
而且总是那个调皮捣蛋的小孩总是跟他的那些朋友一块来。
So sometimes they hide it in dark rooms and they hang it from the rafters so they can't reach it.
所以有的时候他们不得不把那些个奶油就把它放到那个黑暗的屋子里头，而且把它们给吊到那个梁上，让他们够不到。
And Krishna somehow finds it. He goes with his friends and they stand up on each other's back.
然后 Krishna 总是会有办法找到这些个奶油，然后呢，就朋友就摞起来，然后就一个一个往上爬。One
friend gets on his knees and his hands.
一个朋友就是跪在地上，趴在地上。Another
friend gets on his back.
然后另外一个朋友就骑到那个人的背上。Another
friend gets on his back.
然后另外一个又落上去。And
then Krishna gets up on top.
Krishna 最后就爬上去，最后就。He
reaches and gets the butter that's hanging.
然后呢，他就能够到那个放那个奶油的罐子，然后就抓住他。And
sometimes they catch him.
有的时候，那些个邻居家的大人就抓住他。Many
times they would catch.
其实很多次都抓住他们。And
they said, "This stop you, thief!"
哈，能不能停止做这个事情，你这个贼
？And Krishna would say, "I'm not a thief."
Krishna 就说了，我不是贼哦。
You're calling me a thief?
你们叫我贼？
All this butter belongs to me.
这些所有的这些奶油都属于我呀。
But they wouldn't know what he was talking about.
但是那些人不知道他在讲什么。
They would just simply think he's a mischievous boy coming.
他们就想说这就是一个调皮捣蛋的孩子在那偷东西。
They say, "No, I'm not a thief. You're the thieves. You're the one who stolen all my butter."
啊，然后那个 Krishna 说了，我不是贼，你们才是贼。你们一天到晚在偷我的奶油。
Then Krishna would take the butter and whatever butter he could, and then he would run and go home.
然后呢 ，Krishna 就是不管他能找到什么样的奶油，他就拿走，然后就回家去了。
And sometimes, all the neighbors they would come together to speak to Mother Jasoda.
然后有的时候，所有的那些个邻居就会聚拢到一起，去给他母亲亚修的告状。
They would complain.
他们就会告状。
But there was one thing about their complaints.
但是有一件事情，他们在抱怨的时候，有一件事。
Usually, you think when people come when they have a complaint, you know, they're angry.
啊，一般的情况下，当人们来去抱怨什么事情的时候，他们实际上是很愤怒的。
But they were never angry.
但是那些个邻居来抱怨的时候，他们一点都不生气。
they just liked to come and see Krishna.
他们其实就是想来再去看看 Krishna.
And they used the opportunity to complain about him as an excuse to come and see him.
他们这种抱怨只是作为一种来看他的借口。
They love him.
他们太爱他了。
He was the darling of Braj.
他们是 Braja 的心上。
He is the darling.
他是他们的心上的。
And that goes on internally in the spiritual world.
那在灵性世界里的所有这些的一切是永恒的在发生着。
And they would come and they complain. Look, your son was in my house today.
然后呢，那些邻居就来到亚修那妈面前，就说：“你看，你儿子今天去我们家了。”
Came in with his friends and he was stealing all the butter.
然后呢，就跟他们那些朋友来，然后把所有的奶油全偷走。
Look at him.
你看看，你看。
Just looking right now, he looks such an innocent face.
你们现在看看，看看他现在这个样子，又表现出一副无辜的样子。
He's making you think he didn't do anything.
然后呢，就让你感觉他好像什么事儿都没做。
And Krishna would say.Mother, I don't know what these people are talking about.
然后那个 Krishna 就跟他妈说，妈，我都不知道这些人在说什么。
These people are telling lies.
这些人都在撒谎。
I never stole their butter.
我从来都没有偷过他们的奶油。
So Krishna, that's how he. These are his pastimes.
这个就是 Krishna 就一直不断的在进行他的这些个娱乐活动。
Those who know Krishna's intimate aspect.
人就是知道 Krishna 就是以亲密的那种方式了解 Krishna 的人
Those who know Krishna as not only as the Supreme Being
那些个知道 Krishna 不仅仅是至尊者
But who know him as their best friend
而是把他视为是自己的最好的朋友
Or as their child, loving child
是他们可爱的孩子
Are those who aspire to have an eternal relationship with Krishna?
那些人他们就是特别的醉心于那个跟他有这样的关系。
They can understand.
这些人他们就可以理解。
That even though he's the supreme being,
尽管他是至尊者。
And he's the supreme absolute truth.
他是至高无上的绝对真理。
He lies.
但是他还是在撒谎。那些人知道。
He tells lies to his mother.
他跟他妈在撒谎。
Mother, I don't know what these people are talking about.
他跟他妈说：“妈，我不知道他们在说什么。”
And the reason why, of course, he does this is because it gives them opportunity to remember him.
他为什么这么做？实际上，他是给予所有这些人机会，让他们能够记住他。
Everybody's always thinking about Krishna.
每一个人在他身边的每个人都是一直不断的想着他。
And actually, that's the goal of life.
而这个实际上就是我们生命的目的。
The goal of life is to always be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
生命的目的就是一直不断的全神贯注的想着至高无上的。
Because the more one.The more one is absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
因为什么呢？因为人越是全神贯注地想着他
，the more happy one is.
他就感到越大的快乐。
When one is so absorbed in thoughts of Krishna,
当人是那么的全神贯注想着他的时候
，they never think of themselves.
他们就会把自己给忘掉了。
They don't even have to think of themselves.
他们甚至根本不需要想他们自己。
They're just so happy thinking of Krishna. That's their ultimate happiness.
他们就是只有想 Krishna， 让他们想的是那么的快乐，那个就是他们最高的快乐。
And Krishna takes care of everything for them.
因为 Krishna 他本身就是他什么他都给你照顾好了。
He gives them the highest pleasure.
他把最高的快乐给予所有这些人。
Eternally.
而且是永恒的快乐。
Not just temporarily.
不是一些个短暂的快乐。
Eternally.
是永恒的快乐。
This is what it means when we talk about Krishna consciousness.
所以当我们谈有关 Krishna 意识的时候，这个就是我们要谈的，是最后达到永恒的快乐。
So Mother Yashoda, she has this eternal love for Krishna as Krishna's mother.
所以那一位亚修达母亲，那个奉献者，她对 Krishna 有一种永恒的母亲般的爱。
And Krishna, one time he stole butter.
然后 Krishna 有一次又去偷奶油去了。
And in this one particular time when he stole the butter, Mother Jasoda felt as his mother that he's become uncontrollable.
那一次他在偷奶油的时候， 那个亚修的就想了，我是他的妈，他现在变得越来越调皮捣蛋，不好控制。
For his own good, I'm going to have to tie him up.
所以为了这个孩子自己自身今后的好处，我现在要把他绑起来。
Teach him a lesson.
我要好好的教训教训。
Otherwise, he's just going to get into more and more trouble.
否则的话，他就会越来越调皮捣蛋。
So, in this particular time, when Mother Jasoda, she was chasing Krishna.
那所以这一次，那个亚修的妈就开始去追 Krishna 去。
And she was running after him when she finally found out what he had done.
啊，当他发现他做的这件事情以后，他就开始追他去。
And she had a stick in her hand.
然后呢，手里还拿着一根小棍子。
And she was chasing Krishna with the stick, and she was threatening Krishna.
他拿着一根小棍子去追 Krishna， 而且一边就威胁他。
Now how can you threaten Krishna?
你说你怎么？如果他是至高无上的人物，是神的话，你怎么会拿着棍子去追他去？而且是威胁的。
She never thinks that way. She thinks this is my son. He needs to be disciplined.
嗯，她从来都没有这种想法。她就认为他就是我儿子，现在需要约束他一下了。
And Krishna was afraid.
那 Krishna 表现出来就特别害怕。
So someone may think, how is Krishna afraid?
啊，然后人们可能就想了，他怎么可能会有害怕呢？
But her love is so strong that Krishna even forgets that he's the supreme being.
为什么？因为亚修的妈妈对他的爱是那么的强烈，使得他自己神自己本身忘了自己是神了，至尊神了。
He's unlimited.
他是无限的。
He can be simultaneously all-knowing.
他可以同时时刻知道所有的事情。
And bewildered at the same time.
然后同时又是一种迷惑的状态。
It's inconceivable.
是，这是。这是不可思议的一种状况。But
he was bewildered by Mother Jasoda's stick.
他 the stick.
Stick.
啊，所以呢，那个时候，那个当下，他被亚修的母亲手里的那根棍子给迷惑了。
And he began crying.
然后他开始哭了。
And Jasoda said, "Stop, stop! You, what are you doing?"
啊，然后他就亚修的就是亚修的 said,
"Yes."
啊，亚修的就说。停下来，停下来！你在做什么？因为他在跑。
So he said, "Okay, I'll stop. Put the stick down."
然后，但是 Krishna 就说 ，"Okay, 我会停下来，但是先把棍子放下。
Put that stick down, then I can talk."
好，你先把棍子放下来，那这样我才能跟你讲话。
So Mother Jasoda could see that Krishna was now going to listen to him, and so she put the stick down.
所以呢，亚修的妈可以看到他现在这个状态，害怕了，这要听话了，所以他就把棍子放下。
But then he started running again.
然后他又开始跑。
And she had to catch him.
亚修的
catch him.
亚修的妈必须要再去抓他。
And finally she caught him.
最终把他给抓住了。
And she was thinking, what should I do now?
然后抓住他以后就想，我现在该怎么对他。
I finally caught him.
我现在终于把他给抓住。
What should I do? How should I prevent him from going out and stealing more butter?
啊，我现在到底现在抓住了，但我该进一步该怎么做，让他今后不要再偷奶油了
？So there's this wooden grinding mortar.
然后正好那个时候在旁边有一个木质的那个搅拌奶油的那个。
So she decided to tie him to the wooden grinding mortar.
我在想 ，OK， 我要把他给绑在这个上面。
So she took a rope.
然后他就拿了一根绳子。
And she tied it around Krishna's waist.
然后他就 OK， 就把它就是绕在他的那个腰呢。
And when she tried to tie the knot,
当他
two fingers too short.
但是呢，当他开始要打结的时候，就发现两指的那个距离他打不上，还差两指的。
Now the reason why it was two fingers too short is because Krishna still wanted to play.
为什么会有这两指的这个距离呢？因为 Krishna 还没玩够，他还想接着玩。
He didn't want his mother to tie him up.
他不想让他妈把他绑起来。
So she was trying to tie and wouldn't tie.
所以当他试图想要打结，但是就打不上。
So immediately she thought, I'll get another rope.
然后他就想说 ，OK， 我再拿另外一根绳子来。
She got another rope.
他又拿了另外一根绳子。
She tied it to the first rope.
又把。跟第一根绳子连起来
，and then when she tried to tie it together，
然后又绕它，然后接着等到又要打结的时候
，two fingers too short，
又是两指的这个少了两指宽的那绳子。
Then she looked for more rope，
然后他又去找更多的绳子。
She tied those together.
他就把那些绳子都连起来。
When she tried to tie Krishna,
当他又要开始把他
two fingers too short.
打结的时候，还是两指距离。
She couldn't do it.
他就是打不上这个结。
And all the cowherd women, they were watching and they were laughing.
当时村里头的所有的一些个牧牛女都在看 Krishna, 看那个亚修达在做什么，大家都哈哈都在笑他。
They said to Jasoda, Jasoda, can't you see you?Your son is not going to allow you to tie him up today.
然后他们就跟亚瑟的说：“亚瑟的，难道你看不出来吗？你儿子今天他不要让你把他绑起来。
”Why don't you just give up?
你为什么不放弃呢
？And just sort of said, "No."
亚瑟
说：“ give up.
我不能放弃。
”I want to see the extent of my son's waist. I want to see how big my son's waist.
我现在要看看我这个儿子这个腰到底有多粗。
She said.Go in all your homes and bring all the rope you can find.
说你们都回你们家，把你们能找到的绳子全找来。
And the all cowherd women said, "What are you saying, Yasoda?"
然后他所有的那些牧童就说：“亚瑟的，你在说什么
？”Yasoda is the queen of Vrindavan.
但是亚瑟的是 Vrindavan 的女皇啊。
She's the wife of Nanda Maharaj.
她是南达王的妻子。
So when Yasoda says, "Bring all the robes," all the cowherd women said, "Well, I guess we'll bring all the robes."
所以当这女皇发命说把所有的绳子都拿来的时候，那当然所有的最后那些牧牛女都。
So they all brought rope.
就把家里所有的绳子全拿来。
And Yasoda was tying each rope, and every time it was still two fingers.
然后他就每一次就把所有的那些绳子连起来，但是每一次要打结的时候，就是两指。
Even with all the ropes.
就是所有的绳子都用上。
But Krishna was looking at his mother.
而这个时候 ，Krishna 就看他母亲。
And he was seeing how hard his mother was working to try to tie him up.
就是他看到他母亲是多么的艰苦的努力，在要努力的把他给绑起来。
Because she had so much unalloyed love for him.
因为他对 Krishna 有着那么无限的那种纯粹的爱。
She was ready to continue to keep on tying the ropes.
她就准备一直不断的就绑，就连所有这些绳子，就要把它绑起来。
But when Krishna saw how hard she was working,
当 Krishna 看到她是多么的辛苦的努力的时候
，his heart melted.
他的心就融化。
And he said, "I'll allow myself to be bound now."
这时候他就对自己说 ，OK， 我现在允许。我自己被绑起来。
Only my devotee can bind me.
只有我的奉献者才能把我绑起来。
Mystic yogis, they can travel for millions of years trying to catch the supreme being.
那些个练神秘瑜伽的人，他可以千百万年的练瑜伽，就要把他给抓住。
They can travel speed.The speed of light.
你这个练神秘瑜伽的人可以用光的速度在宇
宙中。They can travel on the subtle platform.
他们实际上是在精微的层面上在。
You know how?
在
just like there's an expression, the speed of the mind.
就是我们就是曾经有一种解释说，就是心念的速度。
I could be sitting right here, immediately I think of a place in New York.
我现在坐在这儿，我可以马上想到纽约城。
I've traveled to New York. The speed of the mind.
对，我用我的心就可以到纽约去旅行去了。
In less than a moment.
在不到一瞬间，不到一。
Great yogis, they can travel the speed of the mind.
那些个大瑜伽师是可以用心念的速度去旅行。
Trying to catch the supreme.
他们就是想要去能够捕捉住至尊神的那个。
But they can never catch.
但是他们永远都做不到。
Because one can never approach the supreme simply by the mind.
因为人不可能仅仅用自己的那个心念，然后就是接触到至尊者，不可能。
But Mother Jasoda.
但是亚修的母亲。
She approaches Krishna with love.
她是用她的爱去接近。
And it's that love which allows which binds Krishna.It is that love.
实际上真正绑住 Krishna 的是那个爱。
That Krishna allows himself to become bound by the love of his devotee.
所以呢 ，Krishna 那个时候他允许自己就是被他的这个奉献者的对他的爱绑起来。
Finally, Mother Jasoda was able to bind Krishna.
所以当他允许的时候，终于亚修的母亲就能够打上那个结了。
And then, Krishna, as we see him here, he's. On the picture, his He's crying.
然后我们就看到这张照片里头 ，Krishna 在那正在哭呢。
And Mother Yashoda, she has finished a task and has bound him.
然后亚修的母亲那时候正好完成了她绑他的任务。
Now what?
那接下来怎么着
？So she says, "Okay, I'm going to teach you a good lesson. You remain bound there."
所以亚修的妈就跟 Krishna 说了 ，OK， 现在我要好好的教训你。你现在就老老实实待在这个地方，就是被绑的一个状况。
And then she went into the house to start cleaning up everything.
然后她自己呢就回到她的那个房子里头去打扫被 Krishna 弄乱的那个房子。
So when Mother Yashoda was in the house, Krishna began crawling with the wooden grinding board.
然后当亚修的妈一旦进到那房子里头 ，Krishna 马上就开始在地上爬，背上还背着那个木质的那个研磨。
And there were two trees in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard.
那在他们的院子里头，他们绑在那个院子里，那院子里头，南大王的那个院子里有两棵树。
They're called Arjuna trees.
他们叫做 Arjuna 树，是孪生树，就跟孪生子一样。
And Krishna had the wooden grinding mortar behind him, and he pulled it.
然后他就是往前爬了，把整个那个木质的研磨就是倒在地上了，所以他就拖着那个东西，他就往那两棵树就爬过去。
And the grinding mortar got cut in between the two trees.
最后呢，他就从那两棵树中间爬过去，但是那个搅拌奶油的那个木质的研磨就卡在那两棵树那个地方过不去。
Krishna kept on crawling.
Krishna 接着往前爬。
Didn't stop Krishna from crawling, even though the wooden grinding.
哪怕是就是有什么这些个物质研磨，就不可能阻止他去爬。
Of course, you would think that a little baby pulling a grinding mortar, if it got caught between two trees, the baby would have to stop.
一般的情况下，如果有个小婴儿啊，就是在地上爬，然后后头还拖着那么一个木头的东西，然后到了树中间，最后被树卡住的话，一般的婴儿就会停下来了。
But not this baby.
但是这个 baby 不是，这个小婴儿不是这样。
This baby's
Krishna. 这个 baby 这个婴儿他是 Krishna.
So Krishna kept on crawling.
所以 Krishna 继续往前爬。
And the two trees made a big thunderous crack.
然后两棵树就发出了雷鸣般的那个声音，倒就是断掉了。
And they broke, fell to the ground.
两棵树应声而倒，断掉倒。
And these two effulgent personalities came on.
从两棵树里头，两个特别光辉灿烂的人物就出来了。
They were the sons of Kubera, the treasure of the demigods.
这两个人实际上是天堂司库的库维尔的儿子。
And these false personalities were known as Nala Kuvera and Manigriva.
这两个人，一个叫 Nala Kuvera， 一个叫 Manigriva.
And they manifested, and they're.Demigod-like form.
他们是半神人，所以他们就从那个树里出来了，就是半神人的形象，所以他们那个时候是双手合十。
A long time before that, they had been cursed to take birth as two trees.
这两个人是很久很久之前就被诅咒了，变成树在地球上。
Because of misbehavior, they had been cursed.
因为他们当时曾经行为不端，后来就被圣人。
But they were.It was actually a benediction.
当然了，那个圣人的那个诅咒，实际上最后实际上是一个。
Because they're devotees, they got a benediction curse.
好，因为他们本身就是信奉者、奉献者，因此他们即使犯了错误被诅咒，他们得到是最后是祝福的诅咒。
The curse is that they had to take birth as trees.
那个诅咒是什么呢？就是他们两个人必须变成树。
But the benediction is that they took birth as two trees in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard.
但是呢，那个好处是什么呢？他们会在南达王的那个院子里面投生为两棵树。
And therefore, Krishna delivered them from the curse.
然后，当 Krishna 降临的时候，就从这个诅咒当中就可以把他们解救出来。
When he pulled the wooden grinding mortar between the two trees.
当他把这个搅拌奶油的那个木质研磨臼。就是拖到树那边，然后用那个把树给拉倒。所以，就这两个人就是这样就被从那个诅咒当中给释放出来。
They offered prayers to Krishna.
因此，他们就向 Krishna 致敬，然后祈祷。
They circumambulated.
然后绕拜他。
And then he went back to their planet.
然后接下来就回到他们的那个天堂星球去了。
These are Krishna's pastimes.
这些都是 Krishna 娱乐的活动，玩儿。
They're very unlimited pastimes.
那当然了，他实际上从事无数的这种娱乐活动。
As we said, Krishna has as many names as pastimes.
就像我们说的，实际上神他有很多很多的名字 ，Krishna 他有很多很多的名字，有很多都是跟这个娱乐活动有关系。
They're not ordinary.
这都不是普通的。
And the more one hears about these activities, of
Krishna, 那人越多的聆听有关至尊神 Krishna 的这些个活动
，the one more one becomes attracted.
人就会变得越来越受到吸引。
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, he understood that this is a most important principle.
正因为如此，我们的灵性导师圣帕帕德他明白。这是聆听是很重要的一个原则。
He used to quote a verse, "Yena tena pakarina mana Krishna niveshaya."
他曾经一直不断的吟诵一个梵文的诗节。
He says it is the duty, which is a verse by Rupa Goswami, one of our previous acharyas.
这首梵文诗是由我们的前辈灵应导师 Rupa Goswami 写的。
Says it is the duty of the spiritual master to somehow or other to get his disciples to think of Krishna.
他在这首诗里就说了，一个灵性导师的责任是，灵性导师的责任是要以各种各样的方法让他的门徒，让他的学生想起记住 Krishna.
All the rules and regulations can come later.
所有的其他的什么规范守则，那是后面再谈的。
Somehow or other.Think of Krishna.
也就是说，不管用什么样的方法，要让人想他。
So Prabhupada did that for us.
那圣帕帕德为我们做了这一切。
I remember back in 1972.
我记得就是回忆起1972年吧。
Before any other books, practically any other books were available.
在所有的那些个。就是书籍文献。
There was only one volume of Srimad Bhagavatam.
它只有一卷圣典《薄伽瓦坛》。
There was Bhagavad Gita.
还有《薄伽梵歌》。
Nectar of Devotion.
还有那个奉爱的甘露。
And Krishna, the Supreme Personality.
还有 Krishna 快乐的泉源。
Krishna book.
Krishna 快乐的泉源。
It was the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
实际上 ，Krishna 快乐的泉源是圣典《薄伽瓦坛》第十篇的那个。
And Srila Prabhupada didn't know how long if he would ever get to finish the Srimad Bhagavatam.
因为那个时候我们都知道圣帕帕那时候的情况，身体情况，他就是不知道，他不确定他什么时候才能够把这么浩瀚的圣典《薄伽瓦坛》给翻译完。
Therefore, because Srila Prabhupada knew this principle somehow or other.Get them to think of Krishna.
但是由于圣帕帕的知道那个重要的原则，就是说无论如何用什么方式，要让人们想着 Krishna.
One of the first books he wrote for us was Krishna book.
所以呢，他为我们大家所写的第一本书就是 Krishna 快乐的泉源。
All of Krishna's pastimes from the 10th canto of the Bhagavad Gita.
这个 Krishna 快乐泉源里头汇总了圣典薄伽瓦坛里头第十篇描述的所有的 Krishna 的娱乐活动。
And I remember I got that.
我记得我也得到了这样一本书。
Before I even visited the temple.
他说我在甚至去这个国外的那个中心的庙之前。我就得到了这本书。
I sent away and got Krishna, the trilogy, three books.
You got.
I sent away to the BBT and got Krishna. It's a trilogy. Trilogy means three books.
Yes, three books. You sent away.
I sent away and ordered them.
Okay. 他当时就是那叫什么呢？就是他下了订单，然后去得到。三本书，因为那个时候是以三本的形式，我们现在是两本，那是三本的形式呈现。
And every night when I go home from work, I used to read these pastimes.
那个时候我在工作，我每一天工作结束以后回家，晚上的时候我就读 Krishna 的这些娱乐活动。
I didn't understand them then in the same way as I understand them now.
那当然了，那个时候我读他们的时候，我没有像现在的对内容的那种理解。
I thought they were nice stories.
我只是觉得都是挺好的故事。
Some of them I thought were pretty far out.
我就觉得这些故事真的是很神奇的。
Had a hard time with it. Pretty far out.
这实在是超乎自己的理解和想象，但是。
But still, I would read them.
但是我还是读。
And Prabhupada was fulfilling it. Somehow or other, get them to think of Krishna.
Yeah, 因为 Krishna 那个 Prabhupada 他就是那个原则，就是你无论用什么方法，让他们想着 Krishna， 想起 Krishna， 所以他实现了他的愿望。
That was his principle.
这个是那个原则。
Because the more we just think of Krishna, because he's transcendental.
嗯，因为 Krishna 神他是超然的，所以我们越多的想着他。
The more our consciousness becomes transcendental.
我们的意识就越来越提升，变成超然。
In the early, very, very early days, when Prabhupada first started the movement.
当圣帕帕德就是在很早期的时候开始就是传播这个知识，发起这个运动。
I wasn't around it in the movement in
1966. 1966.
Yeah.
我1966年那个时候我并没有还没有加入。
I came about 6 years later.
我是六年以后才。
But in 1966, when Prabhupada first started the movement in New York.
啊，那是圣帕帕德是1966年在纽约开始的这个 Krishna 意识运动。
This is what he would do.
这个就是他做的事情。
He would sit and he would speak philosophy and talk about Krishna.
他就会坐在那儿讲哲学，然后讲述有关 Krishna。
And people would become attracted to hearing about him.
然后人们呢就
hearing about Krishna from him.
啊，然后人们就变得越来越受到吸引，聆听他讲述有关 Krishna.
And some of them started coming and listening regularly to his lectures.
所以呢，越来越多的人就是人们就开始来有规律的来聆听他讲课。
Some of them started to stay with Prabhupada.
然后接下来有一些人就开始留下来了，跟帕帕德住在一起了。
They started a little ashram.
啊，然后他们就开始建立一个小小的一个灵修场所。
And Prabhupada never introduced any of the principles to them.
当时帕帕德并没有跟他们讲什么那些个规范守则什么这些东西。
He would just let them come and hear about Krishna.
他就是让他们来，就是聆听有关 Krishna.
It was only much later.
那是后来。
He wrote on a piece of paper.
嗯，他就后来他在一张纸上写。
He said, "From now on, all our students, they have to follow these principles."
然后他在纸上写，从现在开始，我们所有的学生应该遵守这些规范守则。
And until then, none of them knew what these principles were.
一直到他在一张小纸上写下来那些个规范守则，所有他的那些学生根本不知道什么是规范守则。
And Prabhupada put it on the wall. He said, "The four principles now is that every day.No intoxications, no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat-eating."
然后呢，啪啪把那张小纸都贴在纸上，贴在墙上，就是 OK。从今天开始，没有人再要去吃鱼肉蛋，去过非法的性生活，去麻醉自我、吸食毒品、麻醉自我，还有赌博四项原则。那是很久以后才。
And he was shocked because he never heard these things from the Swamiji before.
当时他的那些学生一下都震惊了。哎呦，以前这位 Swami 没讲过这些事情。
Because some of them used to go out and have a cigarette.
啊，那他们那些人是来听课，然后出去就去抽根烟什么之类的。
You know, Swamiji never said anything about these things.
啊，那个 Swamiji 以前没说过这些事情啊。
But Srila Prabhupada knew how to bring people to Krishna consciousness.
但是圣帕帕特他知道如何把人带到 Krishna 意识的层面。
He made them attracted to Krishna.
他首先让人们受到 Krishna 的吸引。
Because once you have some attraction for Krishna,
因为当你开始对 Krishna 感到受吸引的时候
，then you think, well, I want more.
那然后你就会想说，哦，我想有更进一步的什么。
But then, well, if you want more, you have to give something up.
嗯，那当然，我们就是都是这样。我们想要什么再多一些的话，你必须同时要放弃一些东西。
Prabhupada used to say, just like if you have a young child, who plays with knives.
啊，就像帕帕他经常就会说，就像有个小孩子他在玩那个刀。
Playing with knives is very dangerous.
那小孩子拿一把刀在玩是很危险的事情。
Especially for young child.
尤其是小小孩子这样。
And if you try to take the knife away from the child,
如果你想要可以追这个孩子，把这个刀给夺过来的话，
it could become even more dangerous.
那更危险了。
Because the child will resist.
因为那个小孩子他就会使劲地抓住那个刀不放。
I want the place.
我想要。
So you don't take the knife away from the child.
千万别就是那样的方式就把刀拿走。
But if you hand the child a very nice, colorful toy.
但是如果你这个时候手里拿一个就是五彩缤纷的特别棒的一个小玩具给那个孩子。
And they need two hands to hold the toy.
但是呢，那小孩子需要两只手来拿住这个玩具。
They have to drop the knife.
他就必须要把那个刀放下了。
And then they take the toy.
然后他来把这个玩具给拿下来。
So Prabhupada did that.
所以帕帕的就在做这个事。
He's showing us nice, colorful toy.
他先给你看那个，就是非常色彩斑斓的那个特别棒的那个玩具。
He gave us Krishna right from the very beginning.
所以他从一开始就把 Krishna 给予了人们。
Here's Krishna.
这就是这 Krishna 就在。
Just hear about him.
啊，就聆听有关他。
Read about him.
啊，去阅读有关。
Talk about him.
去讲述有关他。
Everything he does is completely transcendental.
啊，而他所做的一切，这位至尊神所做的一切，全部都是超然的。
Then the more we become attracted, then we have to give up those things that are dangerous to us.
啊，我们越是受到他的吸引，我们就越会放下对我们来说是危险的那些东西。
This is how Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness.
这个就是帕布哈的。怎么样的在传播一个 Krishna 的知识
？He just simply made Krishna so attractive.
他就是那么样的呈现，使得 Krishna 那么的，就是大家都受到他的吸引。
Not by packaging him.
他不是说要把他先包装起来。
By giving him as he is.
他是把原本的 Krishna 就给人们呈现出来。因为本来他就是充满了魅力的一个人物。
We don't have to make Krishna attractive.
我们不需要把 Krishna 怎么包装一下，让他变得有魅力。
He's all attractive.
他是绝对有魅力的人物。
Krishna means all attractive.
因为 Krishna 这个梵文这个名字意思就是最有魅力的人。
Srila Prabhupada made Krishna so attractive by giving us Krishna as he is.
那。这个圣帕帕德他通过把 Krishna 原本就这样原原本本的呈现给我们让我们大家都受到他的吸引那么的受吸引
No packaging、
没有那个包装
Just as he is
就是原本的他
Bhagavad Gita as it is
啊，这薄伽梵歌原意
Krishna as he is
Krishna 本人
So, if you read Krishna book,
所以大家如果阅读 Krishna 快乐的全文
，You'll get Krishna as he is.
你就会了解原本的 Krishna 是什么样子。
Every night I would read Krishna book.
那个时候他每一天晚、until now, every
no at night when at that time, back then yes
yeah yeah 就是那个时候当他还在工作的时候，他每一天晚上回去都会阅读 Krishna.
That was Srila Prabhupada's gift to the world.
这个是圣帕布帕德给予世人的礼物。
Along with all the other books that he has given us.
那当然了，后来他给了我们所有其他的书。
They're all about Krishna.
都是有关 Krishna.
So I was supposed to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam.
我本来应该是讲圣典不加瓦达很流行。
But I did.
但是我确实说了，是不是
？I just spoke from tenth canto.
我是只不过现在在讲第十篇。
Okay.Some questions?
大家有问题吗？提醒一下，八点半吃东西，应该把那个药放到位置。
Oh, I forgot about this.
Oh, you didn't eat?
I wouldn't take it. I got a ticket. This is.
So then you have to wait.
No. That's some other medicine.
Okay. 你想问吗？现在开始，想啊？
除了看书、聆听之外，怎么才能更加了解？
Except reading books and listen to the class. Are there any other ways? Let us understand Krishna more.
besides those.
Yeah, besides these two things.
Most important is hearing.
最重要的是聆听。
Because what hearing is what actually awakens our dormant love for Krishna.
因为聆听就会唤醒原本就潜伏在我们内心的对 Krishna 的爱。
Because a disease in this world is forgetfulness of Krishna.
其实这个世界里头的疾病就是忘了至尊神 Krishna.
That is the disease.
这个是这个世界的疾病。他旅行太多了，所以。
Due to forgetfulness, we make so many plans and don't include him.
我们因为遗忘了这个源头。所以我们一直在制定各种各样的计划，可是那个计划里头就没有他。
And we think that by my own determination.
所以我们就想说，通过我自己的决心。
By my own intelligence.
我自己的智或这个聪明才智。
By my own abilities.
我自己的能力。
I will decide my destiny.
我就能决定我自己的命运。
I don't need anybody else's help.
我不需要其他人的帮助。
That's our tendency due to forgetfulness.
这个就是因为我们遗忘了源头所具有的倾向。
And although we make so many plans,
尽管我们制定了那么多的计划，
we never get the complete fulfillment of them.
但是我们从来都没有完全的实现过这些计划。
Because whatever fruits we may get by our own efforts will always be temporary.
因为无论我们通过我们这种自己的努力所得到的什么结果，它全部都是短暂的。
And cannot satisfy the hankering of the heart.
而所有这些个结果都不能够满足我们那个渴望的心。
The heart is looking for permanence.
那个真正的我们的心实际上是在追求永恒的。
Heart is looking for stability.
啊，我们的心是希望能够稳定。
We want permanence.
我们需要永恒的一种庇护。
Because everything we obtain in this world always slips through our fingers.
啊，我们因为我们在这个世界里所得到的 ，it means that it's very temporary.
Everything is separate, slips through our fingers.
Yeah, yeah, loss. 就是说，我们在这个世界里所得到一切都是非常容易失去，直接就从我们的手指间就流出去。
So due to that forgetfulness of Krishna,
由于遗忘了 Krishna 至尊源头
，we have to experience the temporary nature of this world.
我们就不得不在这个世界里头去体会短暂的一切。
But just like a person who has amnesia, he forgets also. Amnesia?
Amnesia. 就是遗忘症，好像是不是？就像人得了遗忘症一样。
And the person who has amnesia means he doesn't remember who he is.
对，得了遗忘症，你们也叫翻译成遗忘症是吗？就那个什么都记不住了的。
失忆症。
台湾 they have their own code.
A different word.
Different word, yeah. 就是失忆症的人，他就忘了他所有以前的一切。
They don't remember their friends. They don't remember their family.
他就是忘了自己的朋友、自己的家人，全部都忘掉。我们有这样的，台湾每年一万人。
So sometimes what they do when people have amnesia, they bring all their close friends.
They're all.
They bring to them all his close friends.
那我们怎么样的去对待这些个患了失忆症的人呢？就是把他带到他的那些朋友那儿去。
Do you remember?
啊，你记得不记得他
？Remember? Now do you remember?
啊，你现在记起他了吗
？You remember who she is?
你记起他是谁了吗
？You remember what we used to do together?
啊，你记得我们都一起在做什么吗
？You remember what we did together as a child? How we used to play?
啊，记得不记得我们小时候的一起怎么在玩
？You remember how you took care of me?
啊，你记得不记得当时你怎么照顾我来着
？Because person can't remember.
因为那个遗忘症的人，他什么都记不住了，他全忘了。
So we have amnesia.
所以我们现在都是得了遗忘症的人。
We've forgotten Krishna.
我们忘了源头，忘了那个 Krishna.
Therefore, we have to hear.
所以我们必须要聆听。
Do you remember Krishna?
你记得不记得 Krishna?
Do you remember you turned away from him?
啊，你记得不记得你怎么样的背离了他？
You've tried to forget him for so long.
啊，你试图遗忘他那么长时间，你都试图遗忘他。
The more we hear, the more it reawakens our dormant love for him.
所以说，我们越多的聆听，我们就潜伏在本来就在我们内心的对他的那个记忆和爱，就会慢慢的就被唤醒。
As we were explaining last night from the verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam in Taipei.
这就像我昨天在台北我讲述的圣严伽瓦台的那解释。
That Krishna is so kind.
Krishna 是那么的仁慈。
That he personally appears in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam.
他本人以圣严伽瓦台的篇章的形式。
And just by hearing about him, we come in contact with him.
我们仅仅通过聆听，我们就跟他接触上。
And we also, as we were reading last night and were explaining, by coming in contact with him.
我们昨天也通过阅读，我们知道，我们通过跟他接触。
Because Krishna is completely pure.
因为 Krishna 他是就是至纯至粹的。
He purifies the heart.
他就会净化我们的心。
And removes the covering.
就会把遮盖我们的那一切把它去除掉。
So hearing is most important.
所以聆听是最重要的。
We may hear from scripture.
我们聆听经典。
We may hear classes.
我们聆听讲课。
Or we may hear Krishna's name.
最后呢就会 always, what?
We may hear Krishna's name.
我们就会一直不断的就是聆听到 Krishna。
So if we're not inclined to sit and hear a class,
所以如果我们不想要坐在这儿听课
then we should sit and chant Hare Krishna.
如果我们不想听课的话，那我们就得坐着
吟
诵 Hare Krishna mantra.
But somehow we have to hear.
但是我们不管用什么方式，我们必须要去聆听。
Prabhupada says that hearing can save us.
圣帕巴就说了，聆听可以拯救我们。
He said, just like if a person is sleeping.
他就举例说，就像那个睡觉的人。
And he's sleeping very deeply.
他是那么的处于一种熟睡的状态。
And somebody comes into the room.
而且有人就来到房间里。
With a knife.
拿着一把刀。
It's a dangerous situation.
这个是很危险的一个状况。
Now, if he's sleeping, what will save him?
那如果他在睡的时候，到底怎么才能救他呢？
His eyes won't save him.
因为他眼睛根本就看不到。
You can put a sign, wake up, somebody's about to kill you.
你可以放一个什么东西写着说，哎，赶快醒过来，有人要杀你了。
But you're sleeping.
但是他在睡觉，看不见。
He won't see that sign.
他不会看到那个标志。
Your eyes won't save you.
他的，你的等于就是那个人的眼睛不可能拯救。
But your ears can save you.
但是他的耳朵就可以救他睡觉的。
Wake up!
如果你说有人要杀你了。
Somebody's about to kill you.
有人就要杀你了。
Same thing.
他就醒了。
We're sleeping.
同样的道理，我们现在实际上是在沉睡的一个状态。
This material world is like in a very sleeping condition of life.
这个物质世界实际上就像是沉睡的一个状态。我们。
There is a very wonderful song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 写了一首非常优美的歌。
Jeev jago, jeev jago.Gora Chandra Bole Kota Nidra Jao Maya Pisa Chira Bole. He's saying, wake up, sleeping souls.
他的那首歌里就说，醒过来，醒过来吧，你这个沉睡的灵魂。
How long will you sleep on the lap of a witch called Maya?
你在这个玛雅女巫的大腿上已经睡了多长时间了呀？
We have to wake up.
你必须要醒过来。玛雅是错觉能量。
Best way to wake up is by hearing.
所以聆听是让我们醒过来的方法。
That will save us. That will save us.
这个就会拯救我们。
And then, of course, once you hear.
当然了，接着因为你聆听。
Then there are many other ways to serve.
那接下来就有其他的。做服务的方法。
Of course, someone doesn't have an attraction to hear.
但是当然了，如果一个人连听都不想听
，they can serve in other ways.
那他可以用别的方式做。
But in order to serve with love.
但是如果想要怀着爱去做服务的话
，one has to hear.
人必须要聆听。
Okay, I'm going to stop.
对，今天就到这儿结束。
Okay, I said I would stop at 8:30.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Nyanjana Maharaj ki jai.